Welcome to Compassion's Audio Podcast. This podcast shows the compassionate and the loving heart of God through Jesus Christ. You don't have to run away from God, but you can come close to Him. Jesus tasted death for everyone in all the world. And He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Enjoy the message.
Coming up on Compassion Podcast.
The material God used in creating you is the best. The full price has been paid. You are a pure human person, designed and created by God, in His own image, in His own likeness, with unlimited potential living inside of you. It's all there. The Bible says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, like silver or gold, but you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You are not an accident. God has not created a second-class human being. No one in God's family is inferior. No one in God's family is insignificant. No one in God's family is a slave. No one in God's family is a failure. God has a divine plan for all of His children. Let us open our Bibles to James chapter 1. The book of James chapter 1. Let's look at verse 18. And let's read it from CEV, Contemporary English Version. James 1 verse 18. CEV. Let us read. If you don't have it, you can try and check it online. I think you can Google it and find it there. CEV. James 1 verse 18. Let us read. And I'm reading. He wanted us to be His own special people. So He sent the true message to give us new birth. One more time. He wanted us to be His own special people. And so He sent the true message to give us new birth. God Almighty wanted us to be His own special people. This thing still bothers me. He wanted us to be His own special people. He wanted sinful men to be His own special people. So what did God do? God sent the true message to give us new birth. There is the old birth, and there is the new birth. The old birth is a natural birth. The new birth is a spiritual birth. What is born of the flesh is flesh. What is born of the spirit is spirit. To be born of the Spirit is to be born again. The old birth is corrupted. The old birth is fallen. The old birth is ruled by Satan. The old birth is ruled by fear. The old birth is ruled by selfishness. The old birth is infused with spiritual death. The new birth is ruled by Jesus Christ. The new birth is ruled by faith. The new birth is ruled by love. The new birth has eternal life in it. One gets the new birth by believing in what Christ did on the cross, by receiving the message of the cross of Christ. It doesn't matter how sinful a man has been. It doesn't matter how wicked he has been. The new birth will straighten him up. The new birth is the rebirth of the human spirit. The Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of seed incorruptible, by the word of God, by the true message which lives and abides forever. According to this scripture, James 1 verse 18, CEV, it says, God sent the true message to give us new birth. Why did God plan to give us new birth? That's a good question. Why did God plan that? So that we can have this new birth. Why did God do that? Why? It's there in this verse. Let's look at it. So that, can you see? So that we will be His own special people. That is why He gave us the new birth. He said He wanted us to be His own special people. And so He sent the true message to give us new birth. He wanted us to be his own special people. Psalms 94 verse 14, it says, "The Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance." But do you know what bothers me more? We are not just his people. We are his special people. Let me say it again. We are his own special people. Yes, this is what bothers me. He calls us his inheritance. He calls you his inheritance. You are somebody. And then I pause because I want that to sink in. You are somebody. Then I continue. You are somebody special to God. Every human life is precious. Every human life is special to God Almighty. The businesswoman said, "You are somebody because God never wastes his time to make a nobody. When God made you, he took time to form you." Please, let's go to Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's look at verse 5. Let's hear what God said to Jeremiah. Whatever God told Jeremiah, he's telling us the same thing. Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's look at verse 5. Are you there? Let's read. God says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." What God said to this man of God, this Jeremiah, this prophet, God says the same thing to you. What can we get from this verse? God says to you, God said, "Before I formed you," so God formed you. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you." Oh, so God knew you. So we have two things now. God formed you. God knew you. And then he says, "Before you were born, I sanctified you." God sanctified you. Sanctify here can also mean separated you. So he said, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet." So God has ordained you. Say amen to that. Let's look at one more scripture. Let's go to Psalms 139. Psalms 139. Are you there? Let's read from verse 13. Psalms 139, verse 13. We can read from NKJV. That's fine. Are you there? Psalms 139, verse 13. And I read, "For you formed my inward parts." This is King David speaking of God's care, speaking of God's knowledge of man, and also about him, King David. "For you formed my inward parts." Who did? God formed his inward parts. It's the same thing with us. "You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb." See this in the Bible? According to medicine, they said inside the womb, the baby is covered by a thin membrane called amniotic sac, which creates a protective barrier around the developing fetus and is filled with a fluid that cushions the baby from external pressure. And also this fluid helps regulate temperature and allows for the movement and the growth of the baby. The one who covered the baby in this sack is God Almighty. Verse 13 again, Psalms 139, verse 13. "For you formed my inward parts." Who did? God did. "You covered me in my mother's womb." Verse 14. "I will praise you." See this? "I will praise you." We have something to praise God for. "I will praise you." For what is the reason? "For I am fearfully and wonderfully made." The human body is wonderfully formed. Wonderfully. Medical doctors are still surprised how the human body is formed. You talk about the physiology, the anatomy, and you talk about the complexities of how the human body functions. This still puzzles them. Some of them who were skeptical about the existence of God, seeing how the human body is put together, believed that there should be a higher being behind this. They realized this could be done by a master craftsman. Let's take verse 14 again. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Can you say this after me? Say, I will praise you, Father, for you have fearfully and wonderfully made me. He said, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Let's jump to verse 16. Verse 16. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me. He's saying, in his book, in God's book, the days are already planned for me. The blueprint of my life is found in his book. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was already recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. That's what he's saying, verse 16. Let's take it again. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts of me. God said, I know the thoughts I have for you. Thoughts to prosper you. Thoughts not to harm you. Thoughts to give you hope. Thoughts to give you a future. He planned to prosper you. He planned not to harm you. He planned to give you hope. He planned to give you a future. God never planned for anyone to be a failure in life. God never planned for anyone to become a waste in life. God never planned for anyone to become a casualty in life. Let's take it again, verse 17. How precious also are your thoughts of me, O God. How great is the sum of them. How great is the sum of your thoughts, of his thoughts. Verse 18. If I should count them, count what? His thoughts toward us. If I should count your thoughts, if I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. Is this in the Bible? I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, God thinks about us. I believe in Peter. He said, casting all of your cares, all of your worries, all of your anxieties, all of your concerns upon him, because he is always, God is always thinking about you and he's watching everything that concerns you. That's what he said. God's thoughts of you are as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Can you believe this? Say amen to this. His thoughts of you are continuous and wonderful. You are valuable to God. You are valuable in God. Verse 18 again. If I should count to them your thoughts, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Mankind is fearfully and wonderfully made. By who? By God, the master craftsman. It is said that Michelangelo started sculpting at least 44 great statues in solid marble. But what we know is he only finished 14 of them. Out of 44, he finished 14 of them. One of these great works is the big statue of David in Florence, Italy. Just think, at least 30 great works of art that were planned and partially sculpted by this great artist were left unfinished. 30 of them, 30. The huge chunks of this partially worked marble are still preserved in an Italian museum. Some show only a hand or a leg or an elbow and shoulder or a foot with toes. The total design in the artist's mind was never executed. The rest of the body remains frozen in solid marble, locked up forever, never to be formed into the great Michelangelo's total design. The God who formed you in his likeness, in his image, planned that this shall never happen to you. He has marked you and made this message to come to you because you are one of his special ones and he wants you to know your value to him. And he wants you to know your value in this world. the material God used in creating you is the best. The full price has been paid. You are a pure human person, designed and created by God, in His own image, in His own likeness, with unlimited potential living inside of you. It's all there. The Master Sculptor, God Almighty, is reaching out to you through this message to touch you with His miracle power to make you a full, wonderful, perfect expression for Him to reveal His power through. All of His value is in you. The only way His full potential in us will be developed is if we see our value and our position with Him. He is the Master Sculptor. You are His material. When you demean yourself, when you condemn yourself, when you negate yourself, you are the one who limits what the Master can produce in your life. When you say, "I am not worthy, I am no good, I am incapable, I am inferior," I'm sorry to say that you tie the Master's hands. Don't forget, words can create. They have creative abilities. When you say yes, the Creator becomes strong in you to develop your finest potential, to create you as His masterpiece. Let's learn to yield to God's full development. Believe in the full potential of God at work in you. You are somebody special to God. Some sincere people have this thought: "I don't know whether God likes me or not." Some think that God is going to hit them with a club. Some feel like God has laid a trap for them. They say, "Well, I'm doing okay right now, but you never know what God is going to do." If one doesn't believe that God values him, I'm sorry to say that he will live in self-condemnation and fear. Meanwhile, God is for him. And I'm saying to you, God is for you. Satan, the enemy, he is the one who wants to destroy because of your value to God. When you believe you are valuable to God, it changes everything about you. Say this with me. Say, "God Almighty values me." One more time. Say, "God Almighty values me." A pastor was having a crusade, and there was a man standing outside, watching all that they were doing. This man was a terror to the people in the neighborhood. He caused harm and pain to the people around him. His lifestyle of ungodliness was so bad that everyone in the complex knew him, and many had been treated badly by him. When the meeting was going on, the power of God was strong in the meeting, and God touched this man's heart. When his heart was touched, he started walking toward the preacher. So the preacher thought he was coming to harm him, but he went forward and gave his life to Christ. This was his testimony. This is what he said. He said, "For 44 years, I have lived without knowing God." Yeah, it's true. There are billions of people who are living without knowing God. He said, "For 44 years, I have lived without knowing God. But now I know him." Hallelujah. This man was saved by the grace of God, because by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, by grace through faith. Anyone can be saved by grace through faith. It is the gift of God. This man rode the church bus to Sunday morning services. Now he believes that he is special to God. His whole attitude toward life is positive, and joy fills his heart. But do you know why he was doing all the ungodly things against people? Do you know why? He said, "For years he thought he was worthless." See that? "For years he thought he was worthless, and the bitterness in his heart came out in anger toward others. Jesus changed all that and made him a new man." If a man knows he is worthless, he will be bitter in life. And when he is bitter, those around him will be victims. Today, we see a lot of angry people. Maybe they believe they're worthless. Maybe they believe they're worth nothing. Those who believe they are worthless end up doing some crazy things in this life. But the sad thing is this: what I'm going to say is sad. The sad thing is this. Many sincere believers see themselves as worthless. It's sad, right? They believe they're worth nothing. But God doesn't see them like that. For God Almighty to give His precious Son for you, do you think you're worth nothing to Him? The Bible says, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold, but you are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. You are not an accident. God has not created a second-class human being. No one in God's family is inferior. No one in God's family is insignificant. No one in God's family is a slave. No one in God's family is a failure. God has a divine plan for all of His children. If you are listening and you want to receive this wonderful Jesus into your heart, this wonderful Savior into your life, please pray this prayer after me. Say, dear God, I thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to come and die for me. I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord over my life from today. I receive your eternal life now. I ask you to give me your Holy Spirit to come and dwell in me now. Thank you, Father, for loving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Congratulations. If you prayed that simple prayer, God heard you. And you are now a son or daughter of God. Welcome to this great family. And God bless you.
Thank you for downloading this podcast. If you were helped in any way by this episode, please give us your review and subscribe to receive latest messages like these. If you want to contact us on a personal level, please send us an email to the email address in the description below. We would love to hear from you. Keep on hearing and keep on growing. And remember that God is your Father. Stay tuned for the next episode.